Last night I received from a friend of ours, his name is Emre, we know him for years, we coached him for a while, and very excited about the new stuff. So he sent me a WhatsApp audio, I think, for 3-4 minutes, and so enthusiastic about what he was learning and all the things that are new and all the changes that's happening and seeing infinite possibilities. And one is his desire is to become actually a quantum coach. He's already a coach, he's already doing some coaching, and not full-time, but part-time. So in his eagerness, of course, he wants to know, okay, how does this work? What's the next step? Now, first of all, for those who are not aware of what we've been teaching so far, I've created a form of medicine called Omega Health Coaching. That's, you can use in different ways. People who go through that learn how to heal themselves. We've been doing that for years and years and years. Actually, that's how I met Joy for the first time on one of those trainings. And we have people heal from cancer doing these courses just by learning these techniques. And people do these courses for two reasons. I would say over half of the people do it for themselves, not to become a coach. Like a lot of people do NLP training, but do not become an NLP trainer just because they want to understand better how to communicate. So for the Omega, it was more for people who want to become either therapists or coaches. And the great thing about Omega is that you can do everything with it. You can use it for yourself. You can use it to coach people. You can use it as a therapist to heal people from whatever chronic diseases they have. And then Joy is the head and founder of the Crystalline Oracle Training, which maybe you best describe it.
Well, it's basically the turbo fast course for anyone who really wants to learn how to not only superpower their intuition, so to be really tuned into that highest wisdom, but also to learn how to become a channel for highest intelligence, so that whenever you have a problem, a challenge, you want more information about something, you have more than just Google to go for. And I think most important thing is to be able to make wise decisions, to be able to know what is my truth in this situation. Because as we all know, there are millions of different truths out there. And I also wanted to create a course that really teaches anybody who wants to learn how to become a channel. I feel there's so much bullshit around, you know, spirituality and what it takes, that you have to be super gifted and you have to be born with this amazing gift, and that only is the way that you're going to be able to do all that stuff, and it's just not true. That's why, you know, notice maybe I had some emotional attachment still around this kind of spiritual mobbing that I sometimes see happening. So the Crystalline Oracle Training is a 4-module training that you can do online now because we recorded it all. It's a beautiful performance as well. And we take you step by step through what it means to open up your channels, to be able to do automatic writing, a form of channeling, to be able to do remote viewing, a form of channeling, to be able to do astral traveling, a form of channeling, to be able to card read, to be able to bring divine messages, and that was the job of the oracles in the ancient times, to bring divine messages to humanity that are helpful. So we just finished up on that 4-modular training in March, but you can still do it. And yeah, together we've now created.
Well, the next level, because we've been studying quantum science for a while and it changed everything. It is like, and it's not to be in any way diminishing what we've done before, it gives us structure. It gives us more in-depth understanding of how the universe works. If we compare with what we know now and what we knew just 4 or 5 years ago, it is like what we know 4 or 5 years ago now on steroids. It's another level. It's so much faster. And it is exactly according to the times that we're going through. Everything is accelerating right now. So for us, we're bringing actually the latest research that we've gathered through channeling, through the newest insights into quantum science. We're putting this together in a way, we call it quantum coaching, but not, it's not primarily to become a coach, it is primarily to coach yourself, to really have a structure that you can keep growing and growing and to become infinite. So if I look back at the Oracle training and the Omega training, we never really talked about infinite possibilities. We are looking at what is happening, how can we change that, how can we improve ourselves. But now we are on a higher level where we can really choose so specifically what we want, the kind of life we want to create. But at the same time, there's so many obstacles, because if we look at the five levels of self-actualization, the first was waking up, so becoming aware there is more. So that's our soul knocking at the door. You know, like yesterday Gabriella was saying, you know, something touched my hand. That might be a knocking on your door. There's more. There's more than you realize. And there's more than the life you have right now. If you keep living your life in this automatic pilot you're living, you might again end up with a life that at the end of the life you decide, well, I could have done better. That's number one. Step one is awakening. Step two is cleaning up. And both in the Oracle training as in the Omega training, we've learned techniques to clean up. Now we have even better techniques to clean up at deeper levels. Clean up past lives, clean up your DNA, and on and on and on. Clean up your house, feng shui. All those things are part of cleaning up. Then after cleaning up, then we get growing up. Now, growing up, we spoke a bit about it yesterday. We are all stuck in these child reactions. Even we are in a full adult body, we're still our inner child, some people call it ego, is dominating our reactions, our emotional patterns. Who we are is a false representation of who we are. So we need to grow up to become the greatest, grandest version of ourselves. And I think all of you want that. You want to become the greatest, grandest version of yourself. And then comes the next step, and we've been working with this also for a long time. It is opening up. What do you think is the most important thing you need to open? Anybody? The heart is step one, but then also the mind. You see, the heart, you want to open up for love, but the mind, you need to open up. Because if you don't open up your mind, you will always be thinking from your limitations. Does it make sense? And each one of us here has such a huge potential, but we are just like this expensive Apple computer that we're buying, really beautiful computer, and we use it for typing in emails. Do some of you recognize this? It can do so much more. And the same thing is for our mind, to open up for the possibilities of our potential, our higher self, open up for being guided. So there are many levels, again, to opening up. And then we have the last one is showing up. And Joy spoke about this in the form of super intuition, which all of what we're going to do, we've done, we've touched bases in our previous courses, but we've never put together such a comprehensive course where the number one thing is you. So it is not about coaching. So actually we left the coaching part to the last module. So that's where you learn, okay, how do I do it for my friend? How do I do it for someone else? But what is it if you don't live it? Do you see what I'm saying? How many coaches do we know that are great coaches but are not living what they know? Do we agree, yes or no? Yeah, they're great in coaching others. That's the easy part. But are you congruent to live the quantum life that you're born to live? So that's a nutshell what we're creating. So in our opinion, it's totally new, but still there's parts of all the things we know from the past. Does it make sense? And the most important thing is you don't have to commit yet to do everything. You can commit just to do the first one, because the first one already will give you an enormous quantum jump. And the first one, we're going to teach you a tool that's going to be like a compass for life that you can tune in, that you know it's a yes or a no with 100% precision. Because what I believe I speak for both of us, the hardest part of our journey was to develop what we call unshakable faith. Do you agree with me, yes or no? We didn't always trust the information that we're getting. And I've occasionally went against that information with very, very painful results, I can tell you. I regret every day one decision I took that went against what we got as a message, and I'm paying the price. So to develop that trust, I would believe, is the number one thing. And in the first module, that's part of what we're going to work on, that we have unshakable faith. When we get a message, we know the message. There's no doubt we're going to follow that message. If you just do that, you're going to be guided to be exactly where you need to be and to show up exactly where you need to show up. Do you agree, my dear?
I do, my dear.
Yes? So, Emirate, this is what I want to tell you. And let me see if I... Oh, yeah, there's one more thing I want to add. What you're going to learn, we're going to, let's say, tip on that just a little bit. How do you construct your best quantum self? It's a puzzle. And it's not something that you can copy from someone else. You can look at other people and say, I want this, I want that. But how do you put that puzzle together? And once you have that puzzle together, you have a DNA blueprint that is a mirror you can look into. Who of you have had role models in life? Anybody here that said, you know, there are role models that I really respect, admire? I mean, most of us did, right? Who is the best role model than the best version of yourself? Can you see that? Can you understand if you're inspired by your own someone with your name, your DNA, but is like a future self, but is not so far away that you know you can become? For me, that's the greatest inspiration that I've ever achieved in life. I've been inspired by many, many, many teachers, many masters, but having now a role model myself, I think that's the best magic I've ever created.
I think what I'd like to add is that if in the past, like, it seems the images that I get are that everything that we did was kind of contained in a box, right? We got the box of Omega Healing, we got the box of this, the box of that, the box of this, right? And then now with quantum, we're saying, you know what, let's let go of all those boxes. And let's start completely fresh and say, what is the most effective way to handle this situation, this challenge, this problem? Because if I look at, you know, if I had to sum, often people ask me, you know, why do you have such high success rates in your coaching, for instance? I say, well, I think one is that I really choose my clients very well. I know who to say no to. And the other thing is that I always ask the question, what is the most effective way to help right now? And I never go in thinking I know. And, you know, we learn so many techniques literally on a daily basis that I always just try them out. And I just connect to my quantum self and I say, okay, which one? Which one should I go for now? Is it NLP? Is it timeline? Is it Omega Healing? Is it conflict? Is it what? Which one is it? And then I get that insight and I follow that path. And that's made life so much easier because I don't have to think about it anymore. I need to know my stuff. But I love learning new stuff, so every time I learn something that inspires me, it's in me, right? You have all that as well. You've read so many books. You've done so many courses, and you know so much. But now it's about, I feel, bringing together your puzzle and saying, okay, how do I use all that I know and what's out there to really help me in practical life, in every day? Because we have kids or people we take care of, we have our job of what we do, we need money, we need food if we're still living on food and stuff like that. So we have to, we're gonna get those challenges anyway. And if we are in tune with our quantum self, we can really ask ourselves those questions, right? You know, is it right for me to go on light? I got a clear no. We said, no, Joy, that's not your path. You need to enjoy life. You need to, you know, have all that different way. Doesn't mean that his is wrong, but it's just not mine. So I would love that kind of confidence and security for you, that you really know what you need rather than listening to so many different opinions and getting confused. That's it. And if you feel a yes, go for it. If you feel a no, don't do it. It's easy.